Wow, it's difficult to sing while you're crying. You ever notice that? We were singing, God, I'm just grateful for you. I know several people have mentioned that they were familiar with that song and they wanted us to do it. God, you know, the words are just so beautiful. Who am I? You keep me on your mind. God, I'm just grateful to you. All my life, you've been right here by my side. God, I'm just grateful to you. And especially if you're one of those people like me who, in spite of things that you may have done in your life that were way off track or off target, he never forgot. He was always there, just waiting for you to care. Wow. Anybody else got something before we go on? I'm very excited about this morning because, as I remind you frequently, something God said to me a long time ago, to speak what you hear from me and tell what you see of me. And I saw something the other day that was just breathtaking, awe-inspiring. And I could hardly wait to get here and share it with you. I was meditating on, which I often do, Matthew 17:20. That's where Jesus said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you will say to the mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing shall be impossible to you. I think about that all the time. I know a lot of people try things and it doesn't work and things just don't, things in your life and things you try to do for God or whatever. And at some point, I think most people grow weary in well-doing and just faint. And I think that because the same thing happened to me for a long time where, I don't know, you push and you think, God, you should think... God, I know it's not you. I know it's me. Maybe I just don't have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed. I'll just do something else or, you know, find another way to be a good Christian. But a while back, and I shared it with you, I mean, this has been going on now for several years. When I began to realize how much fun it is to believe God for stuff that's impossible, right? I mean, after all, he's God. Nothing's too hard for you. That's what he told Abraham. Nothing's too hard for me. And Jesus, who didn't lie, said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can speak to a mountain, tell it to move, and it will move, and nothing shall be impossible to you. And I know, because I grew up in church, I know how many times we hear this and we always, what I say? Always. Almost, maybe I'll leave a little caveat in there, maybe almost, always, the moment we say that, we immediately turn it to be a figurative statement. We use it as a metaphor. The mountains in our lives, those obstacles in our paths, we can speak to them and they'll move. And that's cool, you know. It's true, right? But nothing will be impossible to you kind of puts it on a whole other level. And after all, we're talking about Jesus, right? And the other morning, as I was looking into that verse of scripture, spending time with him, I went, wait a minute. Jesus, this man speaking, is the Son of God, right? And I was immediately reminded of Proverbs, the 8th chapter of Proverbs, which I've shared with you many times, where you see, quote, wisdom there in the beginning. It's the perfect picture of who Jesus is. 1 Corinthians, the 1st chapter, I think it's 30 and 31, tells us that he has been made unto us wisdom and righteousness, justification, sanctification, right? So Jesus is there in the 8th chapter, 25th verse of Proverbs, and it says, before the mountains were settled, and before the hills spring forth, I was there in the beginning. I want you to get that for a minute. When Jesus looked at his guys and said, if you have faith, you can talk to the mountain and tell it what to do, and it will, and nothing will be impossible to you. Listen with both ears. He had already done that. He was there in the beginning with God. Again, you can look over to John 6, 46. He said that no one has seen Harao, seen the Father, Harao, with their mind completely and fully seen the Father, except the one, and the verb there is eimi, para. That means eimi is to exist. No one has seen the Father except the one existing alongside God. That's who said, I know because I did it. I was there. The first chapter of John, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Before the mountains sprung up, before the hills were there, he was the one who spoke, he's the Word, and made it happen.